Welcome to the National Geographic Reach podcast series. I am Barbara Quincer-Coulter, Director of Research and Professional Development at National Geographic School Publishing. Our guest today is Dr. Sylvia Linen Thompson, Associate Professor and Fellow at the University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Linen Thompson has developed and examined reading interventions for struggling readers who are monolingual English speakers, English language learners, and bilingual students acquiring Spanish literacy. Sylvia, it's great to have you here today to talk to our listeners about building strategic thinking in the area of comprehension. In your author monograph titled Build Strategic Thinking, you share that comprehension is more than just understanding what is read. Can you expand on this for us today?
Sure, Barbara. One of the things that has happened over the years is that we've come to think about comprehension as just having children answer questions, and that's the way we gauge whether they understand something or not. But when we're talking about reading comprehension, what we really want is for them to not only answer questions, but to really come to own the information that they have read, whether it's a story so that they can compare it to other stories, or whether it's factual information which they can then use at another point. So we really want it to be more about being able to think about what you have read, to use that information, to reflect it, and finally to share it or communicate it either orally or in writing.
Great. And at the beginning of your monograph, you address the challenges that English language learners face in the area of comprehension. Can you share how our educators can address the needs of ELLs so they experience success?
Definitely. One of the other things to understand about comprehension is that it's a complex process. It's not just a matter of knowing, oh, you know, I have to identify the main idea or I have to identify details. But those skills and strategies are important, in order to be able to do that, you have to have other skills, such as a vocabulary. So you may know how to, a strategy for comprehension, but if you don't understand the meaning of the words that you're reading, then it's very difficult to apply that strategy. And so one of the things that teachers have to understand is that when teaching the comprehension strategies or helping children develop these comprehension strategies, that they have to ensure that they're also building students' vocabularies, because English language learners, by definition, tend to have smaller English vocabularies. The other part that's important is that children have to have good background knowledge. The more you know about the topic that you're reading, the more likely you're going to understand it. So, for example, if there's a boy who's very interested in football or a girl that's very interested in science and they know about that topic, then the words that they're reading will be familiar to them, and that'll facilitate comprehension. And so exposing children to a wide range of topics and then using advanced organizers or anchors at the beginning, such as short video clips, will help them build that background knowledge prior to reading, and that will facilitate their comprehension. And finally, just having rich language in the classroom will expose children to the discourse patterns or the language that they're likely to be reading. And if they become familiar with that, that will also help them understand. So we can see from all these examples that helping children develop good comprehension strategies and be able to comprehend what they read goes beyond just the strategies. It's really a very complex process that includes language and background knowledge and then the comprehension strategies themselves.
And focusing on comprehension strategies, as we work with educators in the field, we've discovered that some are still learning about the difference between comprehension skills and comprehension strategies. Can you explain the difference and the importance of focusing on strategies?
Sure. When we think about skills, you can think about skills as something that you learn to do and that is finite. For example, when we're learning and decoding the correspondence between letters and sounds, that's finite in that letters have specific sounds, and once you know that, then you're okay. Skills are things you can learn by rote in a very direct way, such as the letter B makes a sound B. Strategies, on the other hand, are processes. And that's what we talk about in REACH in terms of thinking. building strategic thinking, because strategies are processes that you have to learn. And so it's not something you can just memorize. And so when we're talking about strategies, they have specific steps that you need to follow. And it can be, they can be simple steps, but they still require you to be thinking about. So one of the things we want children to do, and which is critical to comprehension, is they first have to be aware of whether or not they're understanding what they're reading. So this metacognition, this awareness of whether they understand or not, is a strategy they have to develop. So they, you know, we can teach children to, as they read, to stop after a paragraph or two paragraphs and ask themselves, did I understand what I just read? And if the answer is yes, then that's the green light to go forward. But if they didn't, then they have to think a little bit further. Well, why didn't I understand? Was it a word I didn't understand? Was it a whole sentence? You know, so it's really more than just, you know, it requires for them to think about what they're doing and go forward. And that's also the case with other kinds of comprehension strategies. So we're really teaching them thinking skills, how to organize information in their heads.
So you really presented the difference between skills and strategies and the importance of focusing on these strategies. To help educators successfully teach these strategies, you present a series of steps in your monograph that educators should follow to teach the gradual release of responsibility. Why is this important, and especially in the area of comprehension?
Well, as I mentioned, strategies have particular steps. And in order for comprehension to be effortless for children, what we really want for them is to internalize and integrate these strategies so that they use them automatically, just as adult readers or experienced readers do. As adults or good readers, what they do is as they're reading, they're constantly monitoring what they do. When they don't understand that, and we've all experienced this, we stop, we go back, and sometimes it's because we were distracted, sometimes it's because we're tired, but we know that we didn't understand what we were doing, and we go back. And it's that sort of intuitive kind of integration and use of strategies that we want for students. So in order to get them to that point, they have to understand the strategy. So the first thing we have to do is model and make sure they understand the steps. And we'll show them how to use them. We'll give them lots of examples of what we're doing. Because the other thing that's difficult about teaching comprehension is that so much about what we do when we're comprehending text and interacting with text goes on in our head, so the children don't know. They can't see what we're doing. And so we have to verbalize it. We have to do think-alouds and let them know what we're thinking so that they know then how they should approach this process. So that would be the first thing. Then we want to remind them that they know these strategies and to use them when they have a chance so that they remember. It's like, oh, I have a tool I can use. And we can continue this until the children really begin to integrate. But at some point, we want to let go, to sort of release the responsibility from the teacher onto the children. And so as we decrease the number of prompts and the length of our prompts, you know, so that at the end we might, and don't forget to use your strategies as you read, you know, those are the kinds of things that we need to do in order for children to really become owners of these strategies and use them automatically anytime they read.
That's great, and it's great to see how working with these comprehension strategies and pulling in the gradual release of responsibility will really help educators build strategic thinkers in their classroom. And as we wrap up this podcast, what advice and questions do you want to leave with our listeners so that they can continue to refine their own instructional practices in their classroom to build strategic thinkers?
Well, I think there's two questions in particular, or two lines of thought that I would encourage teachers to keep thinking about. And the first one is to really think about and consider the interplay between academic language and comprehension strategies and how those two things work together to build strategic thinkers. And then going along with that would be to then think about how they're using comprehension strategies and think about how it could be extended and the ways in which they might extend these practices throughout the curriculum and across content areas.
And thanks so much for your time today, Sylvia. Our listeners are better prepared to build strategic thinkers in their own classroom. Thanks for listening to our National Geographic Reach podcast series. For more information, check out the National Geographic Reach Professional Development website for additional tools and ongoing support to address the needs of the students in your classroom.